What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
It's all about red flags in your business so you can have business growth. How many of you are paying attention to the red flags? I am wearing red tonight, so this stays in the forefront of your mind. Welcome, everyone. I am Christine McIver. I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. And tonight we're talking all about red flags in your business. There's a lot of hype about red flags when in relationships online right now. And I thought, wouldn't this be fun to actually do that for business? How many of us don't pay attention to the red flags? How many of us are really just putting on the blinders, our head down, and trying to make the money? Well, this is an important topic that we're going to cover tonight. If you are joining us live and you would like to ask some questions, you can come over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom, where you can interact and ask some questions. You can be even calling in and asking a question live through our production studio if you're interested. If you're listening to this in the replay and you have some questions, no problem. Send me an email, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. I love getting your questions. I love answering your questions because you know what? Business is important. Business makes me happy. It's one of the most favorite things in the world that I do. And I love seeing other people successful in their business. So if I can contribute, let me know. Okay, so before we jump deep into tonight's show, I want to tell you a little bit about who I am. So I am a business optimization expert. What I do is I work one-on-one with clients to really optimize their expertise, to leverage their business. Many people are trying to do 100 different things and some things are falling through the gaps. Well, I help you to find those gaps, come up with solutions to make things easier, more seamless, so that you can have more pleasure in your business and ultimately have more revenue in your business, because that's what's important for us, to both have pleasure and have it return money to provide for us and for our businesses as well. So that's the main thing that I do. I'm also the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, Inspired Choices, or ICN Summits, and ICN Publishing. So it's a complete media platform where we take your expertise and we put it out on the airwaves, we amplify it, and we also take your words, put them into books or even into summits. So we really, our whole target here is about bringing you to the world, giving you more exposure so that you can be discovered and people can hear the brilliance that you are. So again, you want to check out inspiredchoicesnetwork.com or my personal website, christinemciver.com. Let's connect. Let's get you out there more, because your voice deserves to be heard. Your expertise is actually really contributing to the world when people are able to find it. All right, tonight's show, red flags in business. So let me just read to you the notes for tonight, and then we're going to dive right in. So every business owner needs to know how to spot red flags before they lead to bigger problems. Completely avoiding problems in business, impossible. However, you can learn to spot many before they occur. In tonight's episode, I'm going to share some of the most common warning signs that indicate something might be off in your business. From financial red flags to issues with your team or operations, I'm going to provide some actionable steps to recognize, address, and avoid these issues before they threaten your success. Okay, so number one, everybody has red flags. Number two, everybody has problems. Being in business is not for the faint of heart. It takes courage, it takes determination, and it takes the willingness to recognize when something needs support. And that something is often you, the owner of the business. Now, most of us are going along, and you know, I see this with lots of people, I see this with my clients, where we're in the space of what else can I do? What else can I do? Business growth, business creation. And yes, this show is about business growth, but until you get some of these things aligned, the business growth cannot happen. Most of us are trying to outrun the next person and get the sales. And that's such a difficult thing to do. It's exhausting. And it actually isn't tapping into your brilliance. And it's not supporting you in your business for what you are doing. So just get a visual on this. You're going every day. You're trying to create something new. You're trying to impress other people. You're trying to get more sales. And yet you're ignoring what's falling behind you. And you think, oh, I'll get to that. Oh, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm sure everything's going to be fine. So many business owners are putting blinders on to what's happening and then shocked when something actually falls through the crack. Is that you? Have you been a victim of your own ignorance? Have you been victim of your own shutting off the reality what that's around you? It's not easy to deal with these red flags. It's not. And it takes so much out of us. And you know what? When you're dealing with the red flags, you're not growing your business. You're not making money. And that's absolutely true. But here's the thing. If what is going on in your business has, if there's problems there, it's going to eventually catch up. It's so important that we are, and you hear me talk about this all the time, that we have our systems and our structures in place in order for us to grow. I always use the analogy of, you know, you want to have your foundation in place before you start to build a house. You don't go and have small little foundation pieces around and then start to try to build the framework or start to put the brick on the walls. That's not the way you build a house, and it's certainly not the way you build a business. You have to pay attention when something goes wrong. If you're a homeowner, let's stay in this area. If you're a homeowner and you hear something funny going on, I was just talking to a friend that was talking about their air conditioner. Something seems off. You know, I had my niece told me this weekend that her air conditioner broke, right? As a business owner, as a homeowner, you need to pay attention to these things. You need to give it the attention so that if you just ignore it, things could get worse and it could end up costing you a lot more money. Well, that's exactly what goes on in business. When you ignore the red flags can actually cost you financially far beyond what it should in the beginning. If you would be willing to be present with your business and present with those nudges, we're all getting those nudges, you know, you've got those nudges. Something's going on and you're like, I should pay attention to that. And then you just pull yourself away from it, right? You think, you know, if you really look back on the situations where there's been big challenges in your business, I bet you would acknowledge that, you know what? I did know something was off there. I did know that there was a problem there. You know, being in business requires you to be very vulnerable. It requires you to be vulnerable with yourself, honest with yourself. You're the person who is at the head of this business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur or you have team members, you're the one and only at the head of it, right? Even if there's partners, consider yourself the one, because there's going to be aspects of the business that you're responsible for. Well, when you are the one and you are not paying attention to the intuition that you're receiving about the business, of different areas in the business, you are actually shortchanging yourself for success. And it takes a lot of being present and a lot of being willing to have conversations where it may be really, really uncomfortable. A couple of years ago, I did a series called Courageous Conversations. So it was courageous conversations around money, courageous conversations with your team. I can't remember all of them, but in that series, I really talk deeply around what you should be speaking to, what you should be looking at, and what's important in having courageous conversations. Now, a lot of people will say, I don't like to cause problems. I don't like to, get upset, or I don't like to, be in conflict. I don't like conflict. Well, get over yourself. Like, seriously, this is hard talk tonight, guys. If you're in your own business, get over it, because you are going to have conflict. And what is conflict? Conflict is a different perspective. A conflict is a different understanding. Conflict doesn't mean someone is right or someone is wrong. It means that there is a difference in play. You know, I was in human resources for more than 20 years, and one of the areas of human resources I did a ton of was hiring people. And if you've heard this story before, I'm sorry, but if you haven't, please pay attention. One of the things that I would do on the very first day that this person, if we'd said, okay, you're hired, and they come in, the very first day HR sits down, get all the paperwork organized and everything. And I would say to them, the very first thing that I would say to them, I would say, so if it ever comes to pass that we need to fire you, and they would be, they're shocked because it's their first day, and I get it. I then follow up with, you will not be surprised. I will not surprise you out of the blue. We will have had at least 3 conversations about what's not working. And in fact, if it comes to pass that you do need to leave the organization, I'm just the person doing the paperwork, because you will have been communicated with again and again what needs to change, what needs to improve, what's not working. That methodology is something that I have taken with me into my business, in having those upfront conversations. They're not easy. You might be uncomfortable, and you're certainly going to be uncomfortable if you've never done it before. But you know, when you are uncomfortable, it means that you are growing. And in order for us to grow our businesses, we have to grow ourselves. You have to be willing to have those uncomfortable conversations, those courageous conversations. And I say courageous because usually if you're having a challenge, you have to dig deep for your own courage. And at the same time, when you have these conversations, you also need to be very present. It takes courage to be present and to hear another person's perspective and point of view. And it takes courage to follow your values and to follow what you know is true for you and what's going to work for you in your business. So this is a kind of a lot out of the gate, but what I really want you to get it is that tonight's conversation is all about you learning to grow and be straight up and vulnerable with you. Have those meetings with, even with yourself. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about having a boardroom meeting and sitting down and stepping into each role and being straight up with yourself about what is going on in that area of the business. Having these very clear views of every area of the business is going to, first of all, show the red flags. The red flags are actually really good because they're catching your attention. They're catching your attention so you can change something before the business implodes. These are good things that are happening. So you want to look for your red flags. You don't want to necessarily create them, or you don't want to hope that you find a ton, but you need to be looking for them. When we come back from break, I'm going to start to go into a list of different areas where I would suggest that every business owner, no matter where they are at in business, that they are looking very deeply at these areas for red flags, the areas that can really make a huge hit financially for you if you're not paying attention. All right. So you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around, my friends. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. on Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, this is Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver, and we are on our home station, InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can, of course, find our shows, all of the shows here on Inspired Choices Network, on the top podcasting platforms and TV platforms across social media, YouTube, SoundCloud, wherever you like to catch your podcasts. You can be sure that we are there. We are on more than 450 platforms, so chances are very, very high. So something caught my ear as we went to break. And the first part of the commercial that you heard was, it said, what if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. So when you are laying out a clear vision for your business, you know, at first, honestly, most of us jump in and we start swimming before we even, you know, put on our trunks type of thing. We are out here creating a business and learning about the different aspects that we should have. And sometimes we don't even come up with what our real mission is, what our vision is for our business. We don't come up with a strategy before we start a business, because truthfully, we don't know what it's going to be. We don't know what that is all about. Many, many, many of us, that's how we started. That's how I started. I started with a website and I started with a couple of services and went from there. And I've been growing it ever since. But to have a vision in your business, that vision is your guiding light. And when you have a vision, and if you don't right now, it's not a big deal. Sit down and just imagine what you would like the business to be. Just write that down. It can be a one or two sentence. You don't have to go into huge detail. But that can be your guiding light, especially when you're looking at your vision aligned with your values. When your vision is aligned with your values, then it becomes much more manageable and the red flags pop out faster, okay? It's easier to recognize those red flags when you know, okay, this is my vision, these are my values, this is how I want to operate, this is the way that I want my business to be for me in my life. Then when you start to make decisions and you start to look at what's going on in your business, it's much, much clearer that, hey, there's a problem right here. This doesn't fit, right? So that's an important aspect for you to get. And if, as I said, if you don't have that yet, that's okay. You can start right now, but get that vision clearly laid out for you. Start somewhere and then it'll come along. All right, let's talk about the first red flag. And this is a red flag that, honestly, I have had probably up to about 3 years ago, this was a huge red flag. And the red flag is cash flow problems. How many of you have cash flow problems? Most business owners have cash flow problems. Most business owners have, they don't have the consistency of the cash coming in. They don't have the consistency of knowing what they can count on, right? So a lot of times you may be creating something as a one-off. And so you get a lump of money, you pay your bills, and then you're back to, I don't have any more cash to pay the next set of bills, so you go create something new, okay? That's reactionary creating, and that can be extremely challenging and very, very draining. And I'm sure that that wasn't part of your vision. So when you're talking about cash flow, you want to look at how often is the reserves dipping? How constant am I relying on credit cards to cover my expenses? Those are red flags. Now, you may not be able to change it tomorrow, but being upfront and honest with yourself about that and be willing to address it, that's the key. When I had this issue, when I was really, you know, struggling with trying to figure out what to do, one of the very first phone calls I had was to my financial advisor, who is also my bookkeeper. She's a brilliant woman. And we really sat down and we talked about it. And one of the aspects that she was able to help me with was really looking at expenses and looking at how we move the money around. That was one of the first places to go. Now, that may be a very vulnerable conversation to you, for you to have with someone, but it's critical because she's an expert in her area and her knowledge actually assists me to be more successful. And when I'm more successful, I have more business for her. This works together. This works really, really well. Another aspect of looking at your credit card, where your credit card is covering these expenses, if this is happening repeatedly and repeatedly, perhaps looking at your credit card itself and what credit card you're using and is it the best one for you and are you paying it off on time or are you incurring extra expenses? Because you know that if you are utilizing that card and you're not paying it off in time, that sale, you've actually lost money from that sale because it's cost you more to cover that those expenses for it, right? So that's an important piece to start looking at. And, you know, it may be a matter of like, you know, people have said to me, Christine, how do I increase my cash flow? Well, you can't run harder than you're already running. So if you're somebody that's really running hard, I believe that one of the best things to do is to stop and to lay out all of the things that you have. Look at all of your expenses. Look at where your revenue is coming in. And one of the things when I'm working with a client around planning a strategy, the one of the biggest things that I do is I speak to them about each of their services and then how much time that service requires of them to bring that money in. So we're comparing each service to the number of hours it takes. And when we recognize that a service that let's just say it has a midpoint of bringing money in and that requires the least amount of time, that's something I highlight, especially in cash flow issues, right? So then we start to lean in, how can we create more cash flow in that area of the business, in that service? That will start to bring more money in without using a lot more of your time. You may also, when you're doing this exercise, look at something and not realize how much time one of the services is actually taking from you. And in that aspect, you know, dividing how many hours it takes, what's your hourly rate? It may be time for you to let go of a service or a product if the return on the investment is too low. And I know that all of our services and all of our products are our babies. And I know it's really, really hard to give those up. But what happens, what I've seen happen again and again and again, is when you are willing to allow something to leave, it creates space for something even greater to come in. This is the same for your service pricing. You know, when was the last time you looked at the what you're charging for your services and for your products? And what if you needed a 10% boost in cash flow, would you be willing to increase your services or your products by 10%? Would it really be a huge hit for the customers? Would they even really realize it? But what kind of a big difference could that make for you? So the cash flow is your big, big red flag. We can get so personally taken down by cash flow issues. You know, we start the doubt in our heads. We start the negative thinking, which impacts the business, right? When you are financially aware of what's going on in your business and you are very attuned to things as they need to change, your confidence in business is going to grow. This is one of the biggest areas that I see people struggling with, and I strongly encourage to look at on a regular basis. And I don't mean once a year. You should be looking at these things every 3, 4 to 6 months. This is the biggest impact on your business, the cash flow, and understanding that, you know, even getting connecting with your accountant and having them communicate with you in layman's terms what's going on in your business from a financial, you know, perspective, from the income statement, from the balance sheet. Getting educated in that area, it may be a little much at first, but you need to be empowered. And I know that if you are not aware of your financial situation, you're not going to be empowered when you're making your decisions. Let's go back to the vision again. Do you want to feel empowered in your business? Do you want to be making a difference in the world? Well, if you're stressed out and you cannot financially continue, you're not going to be able to have that impact with your business. So this is a big, big area, my friends. Again, you know, declining or stagnant sales, dropping off, those areas, again, are some that maybe it's time to let go. Maybe there's been a change in what people are looking for. Maybe it's time to put new life into that product. Maybe you've had that product for a while and it's kind of lost its energy. Be willing to look at it. Be willing to revamp it. Imagine if you created a product and you had a running shoe, let's say, that you created, and now people were looking for a new aspect of a running shoe. You definitely would go back to your R&D department and up-level that product. Your services are exactly the same. They need a review and they need an up-leveling. And what is required from you, the business owner, is for you to continue to up-level you in order for you to be able to up-level your services. Extremely important. The next one here is a really big one. High employee turnover. And if you don't have a lot of employees that work for you, a lot of team members that work for you, looking at how they leave, why they leave, or maybe the shortness is the time that they stay with you, is it shorter and shorter? Looking at that because is so important, because those red flags of are telling you something needs to change in the way that you are communicating. Something needs to change in the way that you are laying out expectations. You know, I've done this, kind of like brushed off, somebody's not doing something exactly the way I want it, and I've ignored it and ignored it and ignored it and kind of gently said something, but not had a really strong conversation about it. Well, eventually that employment relationship implodes and that person is no longer working with you. Now you have to begin again. Maybe you have to step in and do their role, and then you're doing twice the work. Or, you know, it's every time you hire someone, it costs you 6 months of their wages, because that's how long it takes for you to train someone up. So looking at that employee turnover and the efficiencies of what that employee is doing is going to have a big impact on your business. And it has an impact on you as well as the leader, because it starts to undermine your confidence as a leader. But when you are willing to have those courageous conversations, you can change that. You know, start out by asking, what do you enjoy doing? What are you great at? And check in with them on a regular basis, asking them these same questions. Are you still enjoying what you're doing? You know, are you bored? Do you want more? Do you want less? Is this working for your life? Like, ask them those questions and be willing for them to say, no, it's not working. Be willing, because when you have that conversation and you're willing for them to say that, then you can create a plan. You either change their job role or you help them to exit and support you while they exit. So those red flags are going to save you a lot of time and money and balls dropping. All right, we are up to our next break of the show. Please stick around. If you have any questions that you're thinking, is this a red flag, Christine? Is this a red flag? Definitely connect with me or join us over at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Just click on the chat bar on the menu. Come on in, ask your questions. Let's really support each other in business, because when one business grows and we're supporting each other, all businesses grow. All right, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I am Christine McIver. This is the Inspired Choices for Business Growth show on the Inspired Choices Network. So tonight we're talking all about red flags in business. And if you are ignoring the red flags, if you are just trying to keep your head down and make more money and keep saying to yourself, I'll deal with that later, I'll deal with that later, I'll deal with that later, like finances, and you don't look at things until it's tax time, you've got major red flags and you are at risk. Your business is at risk when you ignore your red flags. And your business can actually communicate with you. It's absolutely fascinating. If you would spend time talking to your business and allowing it to inform you, and oftentimes it will inform you through your intuition. It may inform you with nudges through your body, but it is a partner with you in your business and it wants you to succeed. As crazy as this might sound, I dare you to try it. I dare you to communicate with your business and be open to receiving the nudges from your business. Your business knows where the red flags are. The business absolutely knows. Are you willing to know? That's a great question. Are you willing to know the red flags in your business? And if you're not, well, my friends, your future may be dim. It may not be, but I would suggest that it is if you're not paying attention. Now, the next one on my list, and this is a big one that, you know, it's one of these things you're going to need to revisit again and again. If you are a business that is in the business of growing your business, if this is something that you're looking at to continually grow your business, to up-level your business, and to expand your business, what you're going to need to look at repeatedly is looking at your processes. Are your processes outdated or unclear? Most people will set something up and then they will be like, okay, that's done. I don't have to do that again. And that's absolutely not the truth. Your processes must be addressed, must be reviewed on a regular basis. As you are a business owner that is perhaps using new tools, or you have new products and services that you're creating, and you're using, let's say you're using a CRM, a customer relations management program, or you're doing funnels, you're setting up new websites, you're offering new products. Your processes, if you're using the latest tools, will need to be reviewed because it more than likely has to change. When you have old processes that haven't been updated with new programs, new technology that you're utilizing, those processes are actually slowing you down. If you desire to have more cash flow, and you need to be more efficient. And in order to be more efficient, you need to look at your processes on a regular basis. There may be things that are weighing down, that are going too slow in your business, that is costing you money. And if it's slowing you down, and let's say you're hiring new people who have greater skills than where your processes are at, they may not be as efficient, because if they're using a more modern tool, a more modern process, they could be more efficient. If you're using something that's outdated, if you're using something that they have to constantly be coming back and asking you questions, it's unclear on how this is supposed to work, they're not going to be able to contribute to your business to the best of their ability. That is up to you, the business owner, to get those processes reviewed, to get those processes updated. And these things should be looked at on a regular basis. At least annually, they should be looked at. One of the biggest things that outdated systems can do is they're going to repeat errors with people. Repeated errors with the operations of your business is going to cost you money, and it's going to create frustration for you and for your team members and for your clients, because they're not going to be served in the same way that if these things were updated. So these outdated, unclear processes will have a ripple effect in your business. It can have a ripple effect in every area of your business. One of the areas of your business you need to have is standard operating procedures. Do you have standard operating procedures for all of the procedures in your business? It can be a daunting task. I won't lie to you. It can be a daunting task. But those updated SOPs, they become training tools. They become also ways for you to identify where something maybe needs to be let go of. Maybe there is something that you're doing in your process that's actually slowing down the end desire. Perhaps it needs a new tool, a more efficient tool, with the computers and technology and different services that are offered out there. If you have a new process that you're using, that will help things to be more efficient. In order for them to be more efficient, them as in your team members or even you, updating those standard operating procedures with the latest, most efficient tools is going to streamline those processes. So those standard operating procedures, when you sit down, they actually force you to look at every single solitary step of what you're doing. It, as I said, you got to slow down to speed up sometimes, but this is such a gift when you sit and you review every single one, because then you can see, oh, we changed that a long time ago. Gosh, I didn't know this was in here wrong. Meanwhile, maybe you have new people that are trying to learn this, or you have new tools that have just come across your table and you're like, oh, we could be using that instead of what we're using right now. These processes are checking the efficiency and the effectiveness of what you desire to bring to the world in your business. Extremely, extremely important. And of course, this falls back again to your revenue. You know, it may even, new tools that you're using for a process, it may be more of an investment on your part. However, if it's more efficient and it's more effective, then at the bottom line is actually going to be a positive increase. So it, be willing to really look at your processes. The red flags in your processes will start to show when you'll know that they're showing when people are making more errors, when there's miscommunication, when things are going slower, when people are performing slower than what you expect them to be performing. It may be the training tools or the standard operating procedures that they are going by. So do yourself a favor, do your team members a favor, and do your business a favor. Get these things updated so that everything can flow much more efficiently and you can have more revenue at the end of the day. All right. The next thing that you want to get a red flag, pay attention to the red flags, is do you have customer complaints? Do you have people that are increasingly dissatisfied with what's going on? Do you find that you're having to manage conversations with clients where you're apologizing or you're trying to catch up and fix something? If those things are happening repeatedly, and you should be paying attention to this, if they are happening repeatedly, you've got some red flags going off big time. And where can this possibly be coming from? If it's coming from your team members did something that's not in alignment with what you've promised your customers, then that falls back on you. Because again, is it the processes? Is it the communication? Is there a communication breakdown? Are you not delivering on what you've promised? Or have you miscommunicated to your client on what you do deliver? There can be gaps in these areas, and listening to, being willing to be present with a client and hear what they have to say, that can be one of the greatest gifts that person gives to you, because it shows you where you need to be paying attention. One person complaining means there's probably four or five who have not been complaining, but that one person can be a great, great gift to you and your business. Listen to them, pay attention to them, and understand that that is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to complaints. Most people will walk away and not tell you when they're dissatisfied. Most people will do that. Most people aren't brave enough to have those courageous conversations. So when someone is, be willing to have that conversation with them and be willing to ask people, how is everything going? How are we doing? Are we delivering what you're expecting? Is there something else that we can do to support you? You know, losing customers will absolutely hit your bottom line, but more importantly, it's going to hit your reputation. So you want to be having those conversations on a regular basis with your customers, right? Being transparent with those customers, being transparent with what's going on, you know, things like, are you billing your customers on a regular basis? Do you have a system in place for billing them? Or are you, you know, do you have some kind of block around sending people invoices? I did at one time. Most people do that I've come across. If you're not billing them or you don't have it on automatic that they are being charged, that can be very, very difficult for your client. They can't count on, when am I expected to pay this? Oh my gosh, they didn't send me this. This is, you know, 2 or 3 months of bills that I owe them. That can create a huge problem. If you've got a block at charging people, billing them on time, or having prepayment, let's have a conversation, a 15, 20 minute conversation. I'm sure that we can start to get that more efficient for you, and it will be a better experience for your client. This is not just about you, my friends. This is about your clients as well. And here's a really big one. Now we're going to go to break in just a minute, but I'm going to get started and then we'll continue it when we come back. But over-relying on one single business stream or a single client. So you likely, if you've been in business for any length of time, you likely have more than one revenue stream. If you don't, let's have a conversation. Let's see what we can do to create more revenue streams for you. But when we rely solely on one revenue stream or we rely solely on one client, we are at the effect of their choices, and we're not actually having our own back in business or having our businesses back. That's a very big, big red flag. And I know that there are times where I will look at that and I'll say, I'm relying too much on this. I need to continue to serve that person, and I need to continue to look for more clients in this area or to create another revenue stream. This is an important big one. You cannot, I've seen people just collapse when a client leaves. And I was there. I was there, to tell you the truth. I was there. And it was a hard lesson to learn. And I hope that you don't have to learn that hard lesson. But let's start looking at how much reliance do you have on that one particular client or that one revenue stream. Okay, we're going to go for our break. Come back. We're going to wrap this all up. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, back to the program. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, I am Christine McIver, the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Tonight, it's all about red flags in business. Couple things before we jump back in. If you are looking for a business coach that's going to support you, challenge you, help you to get aligned, and help you to grow your business, connect with me. I love doing business, and I have worked for years with other business owners to really help them to grow their businesses and to have more revenue and joy in their business. So reach out to me, Christine, at Inspired Choices. Christine at Inspired Choices. No, wait a minute. Holy moly. Christine at ChristineMciver.com. Wow. Do you think my brain is trying to think of something else right at the moment? Sorry about that, my friends. Also, if you're enjoying this show, I would love for you and be super grateful if you would go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That helps to really get this information out to other people. And with the algorithms in the world, support from listeners makes such a huge, huge difference. So just search Inspired Choices for Business Growth, or you can search my name, and when you come across this face, you know that's me. And please give us a 5-star review. That would be just absolutely incredible. I would be super, super grateful. All right, so let's wrap some of this up. I'm going to go through the last ones that I wanted to talk to you about a little faster, but I hope that they will make the impact I'm desiring. So before we went for break, I said over-reliance on a single client or revenue stream. That's a big, big thing. And when you have a revenue stream or you have a client that's paying you on a regular basis, it feels good and you're in your groove. And sometimes it feels like, oh, okay, we really made it. This is working. This is working. This is working. But my friends, when you are in a business and you have things working, you want to be continuing to build for the future. If you don't have a number of business revenue streams that are working efficiently and they're creating good cash flow, then it's time to look at, are we relying too much on one or the other? Look at all these things I've mentioned in the show, but also, are we relying too much on one that's going well? you really need to look at that, because too many people have been at the effect of somebody else leaving their business, taking their business and going elsewhere. So it's important that you are building for the future, even while things are going well. You definitely want to be looking out at least 6 months to a year to grow your business. You don't have to go out 5 years, but if you are always looking 6 to 12 months, you're going to take care of your bottom line, and you're also going to take care of your mind, because it can be really overwhelming when those changes happen. Another big thing, another area of where you want to pay attention to red flags, is missed deadlines or frequent project delays. So are you missing the deadline with a client? Are you having to shift things around oftentimes? Are you asking for extensions in your business? Are you asking for people to, can you just hold on? Sorry about that. Do you find yourself backpedaling a lot around what you said you would deliver and by when? That's a very big red flag. And this is when you want to step back and understand that there's deeper issues, possibly in your planning, in your projecting, maybe with staffing and accountability. All of those pieces need to be addressed, because if there's just one of those is a problem, it's going to continue to reoccur, which is going to impact your cash flow again, right? It's going to impact your cash flow. It's going to impact the enjoyment that you have in your business, and it's going to impact your reputation. Here's a big one that most organizations have come across at one time or another, is resistance to change. Are you resisting up-leveling things? Are you resisting to using new technologies? Are you resisting new innovations that are out there? We have a smarter client base in the world than we've ever had before. They know what they can expect. And if you're not delivering the latest and the greatest, not that you have to be ahead of it, but incorporating new things as you go, readjusting as you're going along, they may go somewhere else, and it can impact your team as well. The last one is legal or compliance issues. Are you ignoring renewing licenses? Are you ignoring expectations of your local government of things that you need to be in place? Is it costing you fines? Are you unaware? Are they creeping up and you don't have a schedule on when those things need to be taken care of? This can really put your business at serious risk. If you don't have your compliance in order, your business could be shut down in some way. Or let's say you forget to renew a domain address, or you forget to pay your website person. Those things can go away, and that is serious. It can have a very, very serious impact on your business. My friends, that's just the tip of the iceberg where your red flags can be. I would love to have a conversation to support you, to really look at what's working, what's not working, and we can discuss what it would look like for us to work together to really help you, support you, to follow that vision, to really support you, to grow your business in what you desire, and to really help with your revenue. Let's have a conversation. Email me, Christine@christinemciver.com. Let's talk about what could be possible, what could change for you, and how we can make things so much more fun and so much more ease. Your days deserve to be one of joy and pleasure, and not one of constant stress. And that, my friends, is probably the biggest red flag. If you are having constant stress in your business, you need to pay attention. Next week, the show is who can you trust in business? That's going to be a big conversation, something that, again, a lot of us put blinders on. We don't want to know who we can or cannot trust and how we can find out who to trust. My friends, business is all about contributing and supporting you. Business is here to do that, in fact. When you originally had your idea of your business, you were excited, you were overjoyed, you were sharing it with the world, and then comes the work, and then comes the challenges. It doesn't have to be that way. Business growth is possible for you when you have the support and when you are taking care of you and every area of your business. Until next week, my friends, remember you can always make another choice, especially in business. Until then, take good care. We'll see you soon. Bye for now. Oh, I ended early. Oops.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.